Good morning. We're continuing with the halachas of Chanukah. And we're going to touch now on the halachas of where to light. Now, we already mentioned in conjunction with the halachas of when to light some of the different options which the Gemara gives us in halacha, where to light. We mentioned that preferable the person light outside, and there's a machlokes whether that means Pesach HaBayis or Pesach HaChotzer. And if a person does not have a doorway to the outside, he lives in a second floor, an aliyah, so he lights by the window. And Mishas HaSakana, we light on the table of the dayo. And we did point out that nowadays we somewhat do that minig by lighting inside. The Ikra Halakha is for people in Chutz Laretz is still inside, but since it's not an active sakana, we light by the window. This halakha of lighting by the window only applies if it's going to be relevant for people to see it, and therefore if a person lives in a high-rise building above 20 amos, which would be somewhere in the area of 30 to 40 feet, the assumption halakha is people in the street will not notice the halakha in the window, and therefore there's no union of pursuing Nisa to put it by the window. So where should a person light under those circumstances? So actually, we have now a fourth possibility of where to light, is to light by the person's doorway, but not outside, but inside the doorway. The person's lighting for the people in his house, because we're in Chutz Laretz. But instead of lighting by the window, he's going to light by the doorway. And the reason behind that is that this way the person, as it were, surrounded by mitzvahs when he comes to the door, he's coming through with the mezuzah is going to be on his right, and the Neiris of Chanukah will be on his left. So the proper place to light is on the left side of the doorway coming in. The mezuzah will be on the other side of where the mezuzah is. So a person is living in a high-rise building, that's where he would be lighting. Okay, another area which we have to discuss in regards to where to light is not which part of the house to light, but rather, how do we decide where is the appropriate place that the person is living? And this is relevant in a case a person has multiple places that he dwells. Let's say, for example, that he lives in one place, but he takes his meals somewhere else on a regular basis. He lives in his own apartment, but he joins his family or his in-laws for meals on a regular basis. So where do we define the person's place? Is the person's place where he's sleeping or the places where he's eating? So the halacha, we assume in halacha that the person's place is where he's eating. Now I want to clarify that point. That doesn't mean you light necessarily in the room that you're eating. It means we have two homes, and we're choosing the home where he eats over the home where he sleeps. Where do you light in that home? So you light by the window, facing the street, which would not necessarily be the room where he's going to be eating in. And this would be relevant even for people light in Eretz Yisrael. Where would a person light? By the doorway outside. Nobody's eating outside. But it's we're defining the home, which requires a halakha, and then we use the regular rules of lighting outside. In Eretz Yisrael, lighting inside by the window. If it's too high up, you would light by the doorway, etc. When we say that we give the preference to the makom achila over the place where a person sleeps, that's talking about a person who has a kviyas that he eats in one place and he sleeps in another place. But a person eats and sleeps at home, and one night of Chanukah he's invited out, and he's a guest by somebody else's home. So that night he's eating in one place and sleeping in another place. So that the Mishnah Berurah, based in both Hataz and Magen Avraham, says that is not significant, since his main makom of achila on an ongoing basis, and his makom of shina on an ongoing basis is both in his home. So that is his home, and that's where he would light, even the night that he's eating out, which would mean that a person preferably should not go to where he's being hosted until after he's lit at the appropriate time, and then he would proceed accept his invitation and go eat out. If a person cannot do that, let's say a person is attending a wedding, so he needs to leave earlier before the Zman of Hadlaka, and he will come back late in the evening, so he can light, like we mentioned before, according to the Mor, a person can light late in the evening. If he has an option of lighting before he goes, before the Zman Hadlaka, is it possible to light before the Zman Hadlaka? So the Shulchan Aruch says that same way we light Erev Shabbos, we light from Plag and Mincha and onwards. In a case that a person would need to, a person could do that in the other days of the week as well. So now we have an interesting question, where a person has an option of lighting after Plag and Mincha, or a person has an option of lighting when he gets back. So we mentioned before for Moshe that he should light before he goes. But to light by the chast itself would not be the appropriate place to light, because that's not really his makom achila, even though he's eating there that night. There is one opinion which says if he takes all of his bnei bayis with him, so he doesn't have anybody at home, if there's no din halak at home, so then in that situation, this makom achila where he's going to, he's taking all of his family and they're going to visit by his father, his in-laws for that evening. So in that situation, he would light in the makom achila. This is not the preferred opinion, and the person should not rely on that the chachila. If a person did so, we would argue that the person was b'diavad, at least yotze with his bracha, according to that opinion. Have a good day.